The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Now, you'll remember the government completely took over Fannie and Freddie over 2 years ago, and you're probably wondering what this means to you. It could mean a lot. We turn to Jerry Giovanello, the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs and Head Lobbyist for the National Association of Realtors. Jerry, welcome back to Real Estate Today.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Let's start at the very beginning with this for people listening in. Maybe you could tell everybody briefly what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are and what they do for Americans who buy and sell homes.
Yeah, Fannie and Freddie are government charters, or what we call government-sponsored enterprises, whose job it is to ensure a stable secondary mortgage market. That means they will buy mortgages from lenders, banks, My Mortgage, Your Mortgage, and then compile them into securities that will then be sold to investors around the United States and the world. It seems that there's general agreement on two things. One is to somehow have a debate and probably lessen the role of Fannie and Freddie in home financing, mortgage financing. The second part of it seems to be an agreement that there still has to be some federal involvement in housing policy to secure this stability in the market.
All right. So if let's take the most drastic scenario, that Fannie and Freddie disappear and the whole mortgage market goes entirely private. I'm somebody who wants to buy a house. How would this affect me?
I think it would affect you in several ways. One is that there are only going to be probably four very, very large lending institutions doing mortgages for the most part, and they're the four largest banks. They will be able to pretty much dictate terms as far as the amount of the loan they will lend you, the rate, which is fine. That's always been part of their job. But it would also have to do with your credit scores, how much you're going to put down, the geographic area where you are going to purchase a home. So essentially, it would give to these four large institutions a pretty much a monopoly over exactly how homes get financed.
Yeah, and besides the obvious dangers of that I think people are kind of going seriously, just four companies, there are other aspects to this, too. For instance, let me ask you, would the 30-year conventional fix, what we call the plain vanilla mortgage, the mortgage that a lot of people recommend to people because you can't get into trouble with it, you know what your payments are going to be, would that be endangered? Because Fannie and Freddie are some of the organizations that helped make that investment possible to Americans. And I don't think Americans are really realize that a 30-year fixed is not something that you find in most of the world.
Now, that's exactly right. And that's one of the ways we want to recast this debate, that this may be the end of a 30-year mortgage. Because if lending institutions are going to make mortgages, they've been doing it on the assumption that Fannie and Freddie would buy those mortgages, thereby freeing up funds for them to make more mortgages. If they have to keep these 30-year mortgages, that's just not the way they operate. That's not going to give them the credit to offer new home buyers. So that is going to be a problem, and you're going to see fewer and fewer 30-year mortgages. What you'll see is probably a European model, which, you know, every 5 years or so, you have to turn over the mortgage, kind of like our commercial system now.
Yeah, I mean, basically everything becomes an adjustable rate mortgage. Problem with that, say right now, is we've got this great buying opportunity, not because of prices, but because of low mortgage rates. But we'd be looking at a situation where you would not be able to buy a home and know what your payments are going to be down the road. And depending on how your life situation, your work situation, or anything else changes, you would not be looking down the road having any idea whether your house is going to be affordable 5-6 years down.
That's exactly right. And that's a fundamental change for what we have agreed as a nation we should be encouraging, namely stable communities, strong communities, where people know their investment is there and they have some predictability about it. I think the debate in the largest sense is not just about home financing. It's about whether we become a nation of renters.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.